With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, why, there are going to be the views of Ted Anderson, who, of course, is in charge of Genesis there. But we're going to talk about what's happening financially. And, you know, they do so much to confuse the American people so that you really can't tell what's happening. The stock market is manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets, so-called Plunge Protection Team. You can read about it on the Internet. Just go to your search engine and put in Plunge Protection Team or Working Group on Financial Markets. And, of course, if you see the market go down, it's down all day, and 30 minutes before it's closing, all these orders come in from the Caribbean islands, the Bahamas, and suddenly it ends up, you know, 50 points, something like that, or about to neutral. You know that's market manipulation, and certainly they manipulate the commodity market. They manipulate the price of gold and silver, and they manipulate the statistics because they don't want people to know how bad things are. Now, they tell us that we now have 9.5% unemployment. How does that figure out in human terms? Well, it's almost 15 million. It's over 14.5 million people are currently unemployed. And then there's another 6 million who are either underemployed or simply have given up looking for work. You're talking, Sydney, 20 million plus Americans who've had their lives ruined. Last year, 2.25 million people lost their homes. As of the end of June, about 1.8 million Americans had lost their homes, and there are another 2.5 million homes that are in foreclosure at the present time. And the Obama administration is trying to convince you that they're doing everything they can to correct the situation, but, oh, shucks, none of their programs seem to be working, and more people are losing their homes, and they keep offering to give the lenders, you know, $1,000 if they'll write off $20,000 or $30,000 in equity in a home. And you know those lenders won't do it, but Obama can't figure out why we're doing everything possible. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not doing everything possible. I believe that they're doing everything they can to destroy this society, because Barack Hussein Obama sat for 20 years under the tutelage of Reverend Wright, his minister, who used to say, God D America, with an intense hatred of America. And Barack Obama is carrying out Reverend Wright's program of destroying this nation. Now, there are a lot of things wrong with America, I have no question. And I would agree with some of the contingencies and some of the things that that Reverend Wright said, but I don't hate America. I want to try to preserve America. Barack Obama doesn't love America. He's trying to carry out Reverend Wright's program of destroying this nation. He is simply put in there by the members of the Trilateral Commission. They surround him. They got him elected. They financed his election. They control the media, which is why the media is so kind to them. And nobody is telling the American people the truth, that they're a group of very wealthy people who agree with Reverend Wright and Barack Obama. These wealthy people's allegiance is not to America, but to this dream of a one world government. And with that as a background, Ted, let's get your take on what's going on.
Well, I can tell you, I was watching this morning, gold was up quite a bit, and the dollar was down. And I think the main reason why that is because of the Chinese intervention. They want to get away from the dollar. They really would like to have a world-based backed currency. They want to get away from this basket of currencies that are fiat. And, you know, it's funny that the Chinese are pushing for this, which they are the socialist nation, supposedly. They're the socialist nation that's heading towards capitalism. And here in the United States, we're the capitalist nation that's heading towards socialism. And, of course, everybody else in the G8 meeting, or the other countries, I should say, were pretty much laughing off China. But, you know, the other nations, you know, they can't deny the fact that the Chinese, you know, the resource that they have, the cheapest labor in the world, has a definite play on what's going to happen. And they have been stocking up on gold and selling their dollars. And again, today, a reflection of that, gold jumped up over $950 an ounce. Presently, right now, gold is at $950.10. Up $11.40, seeing a high today of $9.56. So, I mean, just another reflection. The dollar down, dollar hits right now. It's sitting at a point of U.S. dollar 78.82. I mean, it was 86 here just a short time ago. So, obviously, that's on a downtrend. And this is what we've seen coming into the early part of just when George Bush was going to be leaving the office and everything was starting to melt apart, the dollar was falling. And that's why they were calling for this TARP money, all the problems that were coming around, and the dollar was just part of it that was all falling apart. I want to say there's so many problems out there, and they just amount to, you know, such an astronomical thing that it's just surprising to me that things have been able to hold together as long as they have.
Well, I think that probably people have to really realize that nothing is as it appears to be. I mean, there is a little secret group. It's called the Group of 30. And any of our listeners can go up on the Internet and look up the Group of 30. And we can get their members. Six of them come from the Trilateral Commission. Just by chance, I want you to know there are only 87 members of the Trilateral Commission who are American citizens. And yet, six of the members of this Group of 30 come from the Group of 30. Including Larry Summers, Geithner, Paul Volcker. But the significant thing is the head of the Bank of China is a member of the Group of 30. Now, why are our leaders covertly working behind the scenes with the president of the Bank of China? And that's because this whole thing is staged. And this whole idea that our leaders look upon China, you know, as a potential adversary, you know, and we got to keep strong military because they're threatening us. This is all simply to throw you off the track. Behind what's going on, there are powerful, secret, and covert societies that run the world. Most of us, we don't even know who they are, but here you just get a little glimpse when you get into the Group of 30, and here's the head of the Bank of China that's saying, gee, we got to be worried about the American dollar, working hand in glove in this little covert group with Timothy Geithner, Larry Summers, and Paul Volcker, and I bet, Ted, you've never heard about that any other place, have you?
No, honestly, no. I mean, you certainly don't hear it on mainstream media. And if you have any one of our governments, I mean, you can take the British Parliament or the United States President or its Congress, it's Germany. I mean, there all these different nations are not calling the shots on what's happening in their economies. It's these central banks. I mean, it's just obvious here. I mean, when the United States President has to, you know, go to the sitting chairman of the Federal Reserve and ask for lower interest rates or stimulus and this kind of thing. You know, I mean, we elect our officials, and we also, you know, gave our federal government the power to coin the currency. And yet, some reason, if they can make currency, why do they have to go into debt? Why is there a national debt if the United States government is supposed to be able to make their own currency. Wouldn't they just be able to make the currency and not ever have to be in debt? And it's just craziness that 1913, the United States government turned over the ability to create its own currency to this elite group, and now the United States government has to answer to their tune, and they won't even, you know, this audit the Fed bill. I mean, they won't even allow the United States government to come in and take a look and see what's going on. You know, that's a crazy thing. I mean, you have a majority in Congress that wants to pass this bill, and they won't even bring it to the floor.
That's because, of course, the people who control the central banks own a lot of key people in both the House of Representatives and certainly in the United States Senate. You need to go back and read Andrew Jackson's farewell address there. My last two newsletters cover that, an 1837 farewell address. We're fighting the same war that he fought, only he won, and we're losing. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $951.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979.10, $289.55 for a half ounce, or $244.77 for the quarter ounce. That's $979.10, $489.55, or $244.77.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Of course, our guest is Ted Anderson of Genesis Network. And we're talking about what's going on financially. Of course, gold is up. Silver was up this morning, I noticed. And but you have to understand, they've been manipulated down. How do they do that? Well, there was a wonderful article in Rolling Stones magazine this last month. It really gave you an insight into this. Goldman Sachs was telling everybody the price of gold was going to go up, was encouraging their customers to go into gold. And what did Goldman Sachs do? After they got all the customers into gold, they shorted the gold to drive the price down. And first, the customers lose. One of the best ways to guarantee that you'll lose money is to follow Goldman Sachs advice. And this is standard operating procedure. They say one thing, and then they manipulate the markets in the other direction. And the poor investors who believe their advisors at Goldman Sachs loses money. Of course, they, J.P. Morgan, they're all in on this scam. The big banks who work in concert. They all tie in, of course, to the Trilateral Commission, Brotherhood of Darkness, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberger, elite that run our country. And if you try to play their game and win, why, you're in for a real shellacking, and you deserve to be. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. They're making a great furor out of the fact that Goldman Sachs, I think, made about $3 billion in the second quarter. And they say, isn't that wonderful? Goldman Sachs made $3.5 billion in the second quarter. Well, I'll tell you what, if the federal government gave me, $12.5 billion, funneled it to AIG on a so-called derivative of the failure, or the derivative is payment. If they gave me $12.5 billion, I could probably come up with a profit of $3.5 billion. And think what they would have lost if it hadn't been for the fact that our government allowed AIG. That's our tax money. We've given AIG over $180 billion, and they used a large part of that to funnel money to J.P. Morgan Chase, whose head, Jamie Dimon, until recently was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and Goldman Sachs, whose CEO is currently a member of the Trilateral Commission. Isn't that nice that we are so considerate? We didn't ask them to sort of even bargain and say, we'll give you 50 cents on the dollar, because, hey, if we don't, we're going to let AIG go down, and the whole house of cards and all the money that AIG owes you will be lost. We didn't do that. We're just too nice. We just gave it to Goldman Sachs. And you have to understand that there's a few large banks that run our government. They control 75% of the bank deposits in this country. They bought and sold politicians on a regular basis, and they control the media. They're pretty well controlling what's going on. And the average American honestly thinks that maybe he ought to get into the stock market now. If you do, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to lose. The one thing that I agree totally with Ted Anderson on, get your money into gold and silver. Get it diversified as far and wide as you can. And do not certainly try to beat these people, because they don't play fair, do they, Ted?
No, they certainly don't. I mean, if you're not in, if you're not part of the club, you're not going to win. You're going to lose. They're going to try to figure out ways to take your money, not give you money. And that's just the way they operate. And, you know, I've heard so many politicians run on the platform that they're going to balance the budget. And that's simply not possible. And if they're really being honest, what they're going to say is that, here's how it's going to work. You're going to work twice as hard as you did before. You're going to work harder than you did before, and the labor that the wealth that you create is going to be taxed from you in order to service the interest on the debt that's mounting, and that money, that interest on the debt, is going to be funneled off to an elite group who are going to become more wealthy as this nation goes further into debt. And don't even ask me what's going to happen to your children, because the compounding effect on this issue is going to become bigger and become a much more heavier burden for them than it was for you. And God help your grandchildren.
Well, of course, the national debt is well over $11.5 trillion. The deficit this year, according to the Congressional Budget Office, but this, of course, the year ends on the 30th of September, they acknowledge it's going to be over $1.8 trillion. But, of course, a lot of the people I'm reading and studying it say it's going to be well over $2 trillion. Now, how much is $1 trillion? Well, it took the United States from 1789 until 1980, to amass $1 trillion in debt. And Barack Obama will amass close to $2 trillion in this less than 1 year that he's going to be the president. And next year it's even going to be worse. And you can't spend your way out of a hole that was created by creating too much spending. And, of course, who do we have on the line? Well, let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, yes. First of all, we love both of you, but that's a statement. If gold were to, say, spike to 1,200, could it be found anywhere on the globe? I mean, what's going to happen to supplies when it starts going exponential? And I'll just listen, okay?
All right, fine. That's a good question. What do you think is going to happen if gold goes to $1,200, or as I think it's going to go, maybe to $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce? What's going to happen to it? Will we still be able to buy it?
Well, you know, I am selling 2009 Canadian maple leaves right now, and there was a good time in 2008 where I couldn't even get Canadian maple leaves because they ran out of planchettes. What would cause gold to rise to 1,200 would be because people want it and they're buying it. And so the supply gets very tight at those times. And when we went up to $1,000 an ounce, when it hit about $1,050, it was incredibly hard to buy anything. U.S. Eagles were gone. The maple leaves, I couldn't get them. We had to work really hard on finding supplies of Swiss, Pam Swiss bars, they call them. It was amazing. I was wondering if I was going to have to get out of the business because I couldn't have supply to give it to my customers. I mean, what I was doing is I would wait till gold would back down, and then I would try to buy as much as I could, because every time that gold and silver would back off, then things would loosen up. People are emotional, and they have a tendency to back away when the prices are dropping, and they quit buying, which allows me, you know, I mean, I'm just in the business, been around for 30 years. I know I need the supply, and I need the supply at $1,050, and I also need the supply at $910, and I'm going to need it at $1,200, and as it goes higher, I'm going to need it even worse, because getting supply becomes the issue. Last year, there was no problem selling anything I had in my inventory. It would just go out immediately. Problem was to find suppliers that would get it to me and get it to me in a timely fashion so I could deliver it to my customers like I promised.
Well, now, what about the American Gold Eagle? Is that really available?
I do have American Eagles right now, and one of the main reasons why I have American Eagles is because we've gone through July, and there is more supply, typically in the summertime, because there's less interest in it. Why don't we talk a little more about that on the other side of the break?
All right, that's what we'll do. Well, our guest is Ted Anderson of Genesis, and when we get back, we'll tell you how to get in touch with Ted, and then, of course, we'll take your calls, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Ted Anderson. Ted, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get more information on gold and silver.
Well, at Midas Resources, telephone number is 1-800-686-2237. We do have people available right now for your call. That's again 1-800-686-2237. One of the neat little deals I ran into here recently, when silver was down about $11 an ounce, it was $11.85 or something like that, I had my buyer Mona pick up another 5,000 of those Lakotas. Lakota coin is a silver coin that's issued by the Lakota Nation. They're the ones in the Black Hills, South Dakota. And they're issuing this coin as a currency coin, which, and they have a bank that you can redeem notes for and so on and so forth. But I always suggest that you get physical delivery of whatever it is. I mean, I don't trust paper. I mean, not with the kind of things that are going on in our nation. But anyways, they do have this coin. It's the most beautiful silver coin I've ever seen. And I have an $18.17. Now, I'm down to about 980 of the 5,000 coins I bought at that price, and I just priced them out today, and it's $19. I think it's like $19.17 or something like that, the new price. Just can't remember off the top of my head. But that's just reflecting the new price of silver. So if you want to get in on something that is a sure bet to go up, just because silver went up, I shouldn't say a sure bet, because silver could go down tomorrow, I might be able to get a little better buy. But, you know, with the way that the prices of gold and silver are now, you can save yourself almost, you know, it's a little bit more than a dollar an ounce, or up coming up to a dollar an ounce. So that's a good way to get in. I was on the radio with Bob Chapman the other day, and he told a story about a fighter pilot that went down, and he had British sovereigns sewn into his apparel that the Air Force provided for him. And he was able to buy his way back to base with the three British sovereigns that were sewed into his apparel. And so that kind of gives you an idea of how gold works across the entire world. No matter where you go, doesn't matter where you are, gold and silver is money and will translate to buying the things that you need. And it doesn't matter if the United States currency is here or gone. We may lose our republic completely and go to a dictatorship. That is not what makes gold and silver valuable. Gold and silver has held value going all the way back to the Egyptian times, I mean, even previous to that. And when Christ was turned in, he was turned in for silver pieces. People have been using gold and silver as money for thousands and thousands of years, and it just doesn't matter what our politicians do today. Our money in itself, the United States dollar, is living only a legacy that dates back to 1974, that it has become a full fiat currency that was completely unbacked by nothing other than the full faith and credit of the United States government, which translates to its ability to fleece the people tax-wise and take it from them and handle the interest to cover its debts. And the United States government is, I mean, with all this TARP money and everything you hear of, and you are talking about the bailouts and so on and so forth, I mean, the trillions of dollars that have come out, every single time you see one of these bailouts, or every single time you see somebody quoting that $1 trillion this and $1 trillion that, it's all about having U.S. government security sold into the marketplace with an interest rate attached to it, and we, the taxpayers of America, have to pay that debt. And so we are just getting loaded to the hilt, and that's why I said, may God help our grandchildren, because I just don't know how it's going to change.
Well, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from Indiana. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Gentlemen, we see in Washington from the entire political establishment on all sides that they have yet to admit what the problem is, which is globalization and free trade, which has cost us tens of millions of jobs and bankrupted our country, and that they have thus far put forth no plan. They've given us no plan to tell us where 20 million jobs are going to come from. And this sham stimulus package they've put forward is talking about saving remaining jobs and maybe adding a couple of million more later on. But how about 20 million? They have no plan. And the thing that scares me right now, if you've noticed, tell me if you've noticed, Ted, that when they talk about the economic recovery, which we don't think is going to happen, they're talking about a recovery of profitability for Wall Street and the stock market. They're not talking about people going back to work. They're even calling it a jobless recovery.
Well, Joe, they do have a plan. They have something called retraining. And in the legislation they're putting forward, the stimulus bill, they're going to retrain you how to
flip hamburgers and flip pancakes and just flip, flip, flip. Any thoughts at all, Ted, on what Joe was saying?
Well, you know, even if we did get the jobs back, with the amount of interest that has to be serviced on this new additional debt that we have, you know, the taxes that are being pushed upon us, you know, we're just going to have to work harder anyways. I mean, we're coming to the end of an era that was started in 1913, where we have this central banking system, and we no longer get money through the process of labor. I mean, we used to have to go to a silver mine or a gold mine and pull the metal out of the ground in order to have money. Once that metal was pulled out of the ground, it was coined into money. That money was put into circulation, and there was no debt attached to it. But in 1913, that changed. We started out with a compounding debt that was working against us, and the federal income tax was inserted at the same time in order to service the interest on that debt, and it has grown from this little tiny tax. What was, I can't remember when they first came out, Dr. Stan, what was it, about 5% that they're going to put a top on it, or was it even less than that?
So you're talking income tax, it was 3%, okay. And that was only for the very wealthy.
Yep, so that, I mean, and it has gone to what it is today, and it's just going to continue to grow and consume us. And I just, you know, the reason why they don't want to actually put their finger on the problem is because of the, like you said, like Dr. Stan said, there is an elite group of people that are trying to protect their interest in their own business, and they certainly don't want to have anything like this HR 1207 auditing them. They, you know, what they want to do is they want to keep people in the dark. They want to be able to have as much power as they can to manipulate the markets and everything in their favor to become more profitable and more powerful. And that is the real agenda out there. And for us as people, we're going to become their slaves and have already, you know, we already turn over, you know, anywhere from 28% to 48% of our labor to them already, and it's going to continue to grow. And I don't know if that isn't enough to make your blood boil. I don't know what is. You know, we just need to get back to some constitutional values in our currency system. I mean, right now, if they just took the fact that the U.S. Treasury right now reports it has 286.9 million ounces of gold, and if they took that against the 1.569 trillion dollars worth of paper that's out there, paper currency, I should say, that puts gold at $5,468 just to go back to backing the dollar to gold. That's how far down the value of the currency has gone. We're being taxed away by taxes on our labor, and we're being taxed away because there's inflation that's eating away anything that we save thereafter. I mean, I don't know how in the world we can beat this thing without changing the system. You just simply have to, we have to take these elite people out of power. And that's one heck of a pill to swallow or one fight to fight, but we can't stop. We have to keep fighting that fight.
Well, Joe, I think the important thing really is we have to get to the American people. We have to get them to understand that they simply have been robbed, their children have been robbed, and that these people within what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness are frankly subversive. They have sworn to uphold our Constitution, at least those who serve in the government, and they hate the Constitution. They hate America. And until we can get that message out, why, nothing's going to happen. But I think that it's going to become very obvious very soon that we're in real trouble. I think people are going to begin to listen, and hopefully they'll begin to understand not only who these people are, but the spiritual force that energizes them, the ultimate plan of the ages. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we have Ted Anderson as our guest. We've got Dave calling from, is Joe still there? Did he get off the line? Joe, are you still there? All right, then. Let's go to Dave calling in from Illinois. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. My blood boils every day, guys. You guys are right. My blood boils every day about this stuff. But I have an assessment. I don't know if you two agree with this assessment. It's very, rather dire. I'm convinced... Yeah, that's inevitable. The dollar's going to totally crash. I think hyperinflation is inevitable. I think depression is inevitable. It's all inevitable. Completely. They can't prevent it. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Ted. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have to agree with that because we have a compounding problem, and it's getting bigger. It's not getting smaller, and it can't get smaller because if they shrink the money supply, you're going to cause a depression that way. If they increase the money supply the way they've been going about it, the dollar is going to fall too. The type of inflation that I would have to predict that's going to happen here in the United States has to be similar to some of the other test cases that happened previous to this time period. And you can only look back to places that have used their own currency and their own printing press to finance their way out of their problems. And that would be Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela. Certainly happened down in Africa and Zambia and all these different countries. The Germans, Weimar Republic, however you want to say it. The United States is no different than this. We have become a consumer nation, and we lost the idea of keeping savings quite some time ago. We don't produce. There's really no reason in the world why the United States can sustain the value of its currency and also its employment, to be the prosperous nation that we once were. That we can't at this level, and I think it's sad. It really is sad. And so things are going to change, and I just hope that we don't fall into the hands of some centralized world plan, because then we'll just be starting it all over, and rather than paying our taxes to a local federal government of the United States of America, now we'll be paying taxes to a world banking system. And that whole thing just is, I mean, what people have done to given their lives so we could have our freedom and our liberty. And what Dr. Stan said is that we need to educate the people. And if the people understand what's being happened to them, we can actually solve this problem by taking the institutions that are in power out of power and putting the constitutional values that our forefathers laid for us forward and use those guidelines to put ourselves back on the right track. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a painful process one way or the other. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think we're looking at a depression. And we perhaps are getting there already. I mean, 9.5% of unemployment. I mean, what defines a depression, for goodness sakes? I mean, there's people living in tents in California, probably here in the state of Minnesota, that are living under bridges. You know, how far and how deep do we have to go before we realize that this is already happening to us?
Well, I know that here in my town, there's all kinds of stores closing, and they're not reopening. And I mean, it's like it's too big to be a ghost town, but it's just I see it. It's a slow death, and I don't see anything reversing it because no business is going to come and open business. I mean, the labor problems, and I see nothing turning around, nothing, and it scares me.
Well, I think that what they're going to do is destroy the value of our currency. There's no better way to corrupt the nation. Now, the currency is not going to go to zero. Maybe it'll go to 50 cents. Maybe it'll go to 10 cents. But I think Robert Rice, and he's a pretty smart dude. He trained at Oxford, a Rhodes Scholar. He said that, there's not going to be a recovery. And what he really meant was that when we come out of where we are, America is going to be a different nation. I think that's absolutely right. They want to bring us into a socialist nation in a socialist world. Will it happen? Well, that's certainly it's going to be exciting to wait and watch and see this thing unfold. But the one thing for certain is the fact that they're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to destroy our industry. They're going to transfer our wealth intentionally to other nations, impoverish our people with the hope that the impoverished people will readily accept the coming tyranny that is planned by the ruling elite. I think let's fool them. Let's say that we're not going to accept the tyranny, and we're going to reach the American people. And I think once they understand who these people are and what they have done to destroy the future of our children and generations yet unborn, I think the American people are going to get mad. They're not going to be fearful. They're going to get mad. And I believe there are a lot of people in the military and at the upper echelons of government who know what's going on, are just waiting till the word is given, and we're going to take America back. That's all we could hope and pray for.
And let's hope it's not a complete bloodbath.
Amen to that. Well, I think that what we have to do is understand that one of these days God's going to intervene in one way or the other. I'm not certain which side it's going to be on, but he's not going to continue allowing us to go the way we're going, destroying the very genetic makeup that he made, not only for plant life, but for human life, and we're dabbling with all of these things. We're in real trouble, Dave, but I appreciate so much your call.
One more thing here. Your last call was correct, and the stock market, who cares about the stock market? That's not the economy. That's a game the rich play. So the stock market means nothing to me, nothing.
All right. I think it's a good point. And you certainly don't want to even try to play the stock market because it's a rigged game. It's this way, heads they win, tails we lose. Bye-bye, yep. God bless. Thanks so much. And Ted, thanks very much for being with us. We'll look forward to the second Monday of next month.
Yeah, I look forward to being with you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you and our listeners out there enjoyed our program. It sounds a little gloomy, but it's exciting when you understand that this is really all prophesied thousands of years ago. They really want to take us into a cashless society. That's their ultimate plan. Will they be able to do it? Well, we're going to have to wait and see. If you have not yet seen Pastor Billy Crone's Final Countdown DVDs, there are 10 of them there, and he talks about RFID chip societies. He talks about the cashless society. He talks about all of the prophecies that have been coming to pass, the plan for the world government. This is the best 10 DVD series you've ever seen, and there's so many video clips that go right along with it. And so anyway, we recommend it. You can get part one, you can get part two, get them both together, and the Final Countdown special. And then, of course, we have my talk on the financial tsunami. It's a talk I gave maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Told you exactly what was going to happen, how it all works. And then, of course, about derivatives and how this was going to end in disaster. And then, of course, there's a syllabus that goes with the Final Countdown. Our most recent talk, which I rather like, the Financial Armageddon. I'd like to know if you've seen it, what you think of it. Comes with an excellent syllabus. It has all sorts of speeches and essays and the things you really need to read to understand what is going on today and who owns the Fed and what the Fed is really all about. Then we have a little pamphlet called The History of Money, which we think is excellent. And then, of course, we've got the Financial Meltdown. These are just compilations of our newsletters. You can read them up on the Internet, but the little pamphlets are only $3.50 or $3.95 each. Well worthwhile the money. And then, of course, we carry a number of important books. One is the Final Battle. It was written in 1899 by an attorney named Mr. Walther, who talked about how the banks were going to try to take control of our government. And ladies and gentlemen, they do. Today, who do you think owns the Fed? Do you think the government owns the Fed? No, it's owned by the big banks. And supposedly the Fed, which is owned by the big banks, is going to regulate the big banks? No, of course it's not. This is all showbiz. It's all symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. So certainly the book, The Final Battle, is certainly must reading. And then, of course, I should say The Coming Battle. Then, of course, we have the book The Money Creators by Gertrude Kugan, written in 1935 about how the central banks, our central bank, the Fed, had created the Great Depression, this whole idea that they can create money out of nothing and charge interest on it. And, of course, it's the greatest scam in the world. The whole banking system is fraudulent, and the average individual has no idea how it works. We carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, two books by Professor Sutton on gold, gold and survival, and gold for investment, I think, are the two of them. And then, of course, the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, because it really is a conspiracy. And then, of course, we carry the book, The Fiat Money, Inflation in France, the story of what happened in France after the French Revolution. And the same thing's going on in America today. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to lay in a supply of long-term food, get your Berkey products or your health products,